The Progressive People's Party, PPP, has called on the Ghana Bar Association, the Christian Council of Ghana, the Office of the National Chief Imam, and all concerned groups to intervene on the belligerent posture of the EC to rescind its decision to disqualify some political parties from contesting the December election because of administrative errors on their forms. According to the PPP, the posture has the tendency of plunging the country into chaos. Policy analyst of the PPP, Kofi Asamoah-San, at a news conference in Accra said the EC also committed some administrative errors on the forms it presented to the party, and the party called the EC's attention to it. The party therefore finds it mind-boggling that the EC has taken an iron-fisted stance to disqualify its presidential candidate from contesting. Mr. Asamoah-San said all stakeholders in the election process should speak up on the issue. He said some parties failed to declare their assets as part of the requirements but have been approved by the EC to contest. He said the party has petitioned the Economic and Organized Crime Office, EOCO, to also investigate the EC for under-declaring the amount of money paid by the PPP for its parliamentary candidates on the receipt to the party.
We want to place on record that the PPP believes in the rule of law and shall not do anything which will mar our democratic gains. As a political party, we have some concerns about the alleged disqualification of our flag bearer, Dr. Papa Kwesi Indo, from contesting in the 2016 presidential elections. We have a few issues that are forming the basis of the discriminatory charge that we place on the Electoral Commission. The Electoral Commission, as at its press conference on 10th October 2016, accused the PPP of alleged forgery and has subsequently referred the matter to the Attorney General for possible prosecution. Our party has not engaged in any such practice. We wish to state that the Electoral Commission itself is the major conduit for the committal of all electoral offences, including perjury. For example, the statutory declaration form for presidential candidate requires that the candidates declare under oath that they have declared their assets. In this particular instance, there was evidence before the commission that some of the candidates had not declared their assets, and yet they went ahead to swear an oath before a judge, a notary public, or a commissioner of oath that they have done so. In fact, some of them rejected this requirement publicly. Well, we all know that lying under oath is a criminal offense under the laws of Ghana, and the punishment is a maximum of 10 years imprisonment. And this can be found in the Criminal and Other Offenses Act 1960 Act 30. Yet the Electoral Commission went ahead to receive the nomination form with cheers and enthusiasm. We have every reason to believe that the EC has set itself on a course for a possible fraudulent act, and we have therefore written to the Auditor General and the Economic and Organized Crime Office to investigate this matter and prosecute the perpetrators if deemed necessary. Does this not mean that it is possible for everyone to make administrative errors? If this is true, why does the EC want to work together with political parties with iron fist? Why is the EC adamant on its position and is not ready to open up for discussion? Is this belligerent posture of the EC not dangerous for our multi-party democracy? Does the EC care about Ghana and the possible constitutional ramifications this go-to-court mantra can plunge this country into?
Kofi Asamoah-San is a policy analyst of the PPP.